local group is bringing people together to share stories, laughs, and fabric. The Lakota Sewing Circle invites the community to break out their machines and learn new techniques. SDPB's China Lockett sat in on one meeting while members worked on quilts.
I remember when I first started sewing.
The Lakota Sewing Circle meets twice a month at the Racing Magpie in Rapid City. Today there are five women sitting behind piles of neatly folded fabric, sewing machines, or threaded needles. This group makes a lot of jokes. How long have you been sewing?
100 years.
No, I'm just kidding.
Dolly Red Elk started sewing when she joined the circle. Red Elk doesn't use a sewing machine. Instead, she does every stitch by hand.
I've watched like grandma, my mother, and most of the adults. There was a women's guild. They get together maybe once or twice a month, and this is what they do, but they all sewed by hand. I grew up watching that. I always thought it was much more stable or sturdier when you sew it by hand.
Right now she's stitching together small square pieces of fabric in different shades of blue to make a block quilt.
I have seven grandchildren. I want to finish quilts for each one of them.
Which grandchild is this for?
This one here would be for, I have a grandchild who lives in Belvedere, so this is for him.
How old is he?
He's 9, and hopefully I finish before he turns 20. No.
Across the table, Lisa Ironcloud is using a sewing machine to piece together a star quilt.
This is the strip style of star quilt. The strip style is just cutting strips of fabric. So this one I have right here, these are 3-inch strips, and you sew them together. You bring it about 2 inches down, you kind of layer the strips, and then you sew them together in however many colors that you want in your quilt. I have a dark purple, light purple, one with a pattern in it, and then I have a blue for the tip.
Ironcloud is a founding member of the group. She says it started as part of the sewing club in Wounded Knee. In 2013, it moved to the Lakota Homes area in Rapid City and is now held at the Racing Magpie.
What was the group invented for? What's its purpose?
When we first started the sewing club, it was to get people together to teach each other how to sew because I didn't know how to sew. And I really wanted to learn, so I was using YouTube videos, but it wasn't cutting it for me, so we decided to make a club. It just kind of went from there.
How many people are involved in the Lakota Sewing Circle?
There's usually about 7 or 8. It just depends. The ladies that you see here now are actually the ones that are here almost all the time.
One member joined the group from Canada. Claire Thompson is measuring and cutting fabric for her star quilt.
I'm a PhD candidate through the University of Alberta, and I'm down here doing some of my research for my dissertation.
And what brought you to the Lakota Sewing Circle?
So I was auditing some classes through Oglala Lakota College, and actually Dolly was my Lakota language instructor. So she mentioned that there was a sewing circle and that she was part of it, so I went with her, and yeah, the rest is history.
Can you describe your star quilt for the radio?
Sure. I started out with like this light blue fabric that had birds and some branches and stuff on it that I really liked, so I matched a light brown, a yellow, and a white to it, and then the background that the star is going to sit on is also a light blue.
Thompson is giving her star quilt to the sewing circle to be sold or donated with the others. She says the group has been welcoming and gotten her interested in sewing again. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm China Lockett in Rapid City.